Yerushalmi Kilayim, corresponding to Bavli Menachos Daf Chav Tes. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Hey Amud Aleph at the top of the page. Zohar Shnei Minim Bebika, Shnei Minim Bechurva, Shnei Minim Bechalkam Gader, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Pato, Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish Amar Chayev. If one sowed by throwing two types of seeds in a valley, a field that was prepared for planting, means an empty area which is 6 trochim from one another, or on two sides of a fence, Rabbi Yochanan exempts from Kilayim, Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish obligates. Moed Rav Shimon ben Nakish was there agabi hayam, agabi pitra, agabi salaim, agabi turashim, shehu pata. Rav Shimon agrees that if one planted them on the sea, on hard soil, on rocks, or on sharp pebbles, that he's exempt. Moed Rav Shimon ben Nakish was there amanas lechalkam, gader, shehu pata. Rav Shimon ben Nakish agrees that if one planted them by throwing them down in a way that they're on either side of a fence, he's exempt. Amrav Abba Kartigna, Moed Rav Shimon ben Nakish le'inin Shabbos achetanuch. Rav Abba Kartigna said that Rav Shimon ben Lakish agrees that he only desecrates Shabbos when he actually lands on the ground. The Gemara asks that the Mishnah disproves Rav Yochanan, as it taught, when one sows wheat and barley together, it's kilayim. It said together, meaning at the same time, but if the Torah prohibits planting them close to each other, it shouldn't make a difference whether or not it was at the same time. The answer that together means within 6 trochim of each other, as Rav Yochanan said that one is only liable if it is an area of 6 by 6 trochim in his grain field that's bare, or if it's fenced in and he plants two other types there, then the two types are considered planted together. The Gemara asks, in such cases, could Rav Yehuda have said that they are not kilayim because they are only two types? Rabbi Zeira answers that Rabbi Yehuda follows his reasoning elsewhere in the third perek in Halacha Gimel, that when there are two types, if they are a tefach apart, they are not kilayim. And Rabbi Yosi man de boy makshe al hadar, de Zeira yalef hadar, de Yehuda min de Rabbanon, kama de Rabbanon amrin be'isa be'thweva l'lkoif, vav al vav, kain Rabbi Yehuda oime be'sish al shisha, l'lkoif tefach. Rabbi Yosi says that if one wishes to ask on this teaching of Rabbi Zeira, he can understand the words of Rabbi Zeira from the Rabbanon, Rabbi Yehuda from Rabbanon. Just as Rabbanon in the second perek in Halacha Tes require a separation of a base rover, which is 10 amos between them, or the Minatari is liable only if they are both within 6 by 6 trochim. Rav Yehuda says that the Rabbanon prohibit within 6 by 6, or the Minatari is liable in the same tefach. V'atani Rav Yehuda matir, the Gemara asked, but a Baisa taught that Rav Yehuda permits if he didn't plant two wheat seeds together with a barley seed, even though they are in the same area of 6 by 6 trochim. And the second question, V'kasha, matam Rav Shimon ben Lakish, mekerin shehoitzi mitoch yodoi lezer achayev. Where did Rav Shimon ben Lakish obligate in to get lashes one who plants two types in a valley, for the two types leaving his hand together even if they didn't fall to the same place? Rav Yehuda taught in the Mishnah that they're not kilayim, assumingly because they didn't yet rest on the ground, meaning that Rav Shimon ben Lakish's ruling is actually a dispute between the Tanoim. Patala Adsha Chetanoch Rishokish would answer that Rav Yehuda says that one is only liable for kilayim when it actually rests. V'atani Rav Yehuda matir loy afilo nocha Rav Yehuda matir. The Gemara asks from Vaifa that Rav Yehuda permits, and doesn't that refer to even if it didn't rest? Amar v'la, Rav Shimon Lakish kedatei, Rav Shimon Lakish b'shem Chizkiah, roish tor mechurva muta. Rav v'la answers that Rav Shimon Lakish follows his reasoning elsewhere, as he said in the name of Chizkiah, that if the end of a row, which is the roish tor, enters another species within the row itself becomes destroyed, it's still permitted. Me'ata afilo shnei chitim usayua. V'chein hi, v'ataninan, ad shehu shnei chitim usayua echita achas u'shnei sa'irim echita achas usayua v'kusemes. The Gemara asks that if so, even two wheat seeds and a barley seed could be made like a rosh tor. Is that so? But the Mishnah says that there's only a prohibition of kilayim when there are two wheat and one barley, or one wheat and two barley, or one wheat, one barley, and one spelt. But why would they be kilayim if he made them like a rosh tor? Patala, chita, mikan, chita, mikan, the answer is when there was one wheat on each side with barley in the middle, with fences along the sides of them. Amar Matanya, Hadata Tema, Shein Sham Chorva, Ava Yesham Chorva Muta. But Matanya says it's specifically because there are fences on each side that it's Kilayim, but if one side will be open, then it's permitted. Hadnalach, Perek Hachitim.